Oh, God, that one hurt. Yeah. Oh.
Bro, what are you stretching for?
I think you know I am stretching. He's been on my back for like 3 weeks about joining him in his new activity.
And you caved? We agreed we were not going to do anything to help him have fun.
I know. But I also signed you up for it, so you have to join us today.
Oh, my God. Does that mean what I think it means?
Yeah, man. Means we're gonna have to play pickleball.
I'd rather be dead. We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Welcome to all extent. We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Welcome to all extent. We're getting big, no worries, our dicks have had some kicks. Welcome to all extent. You know, we've always believed that second place is just the first loser. But third place is the runner-up to the first loser. So in the event that second place can't fulfill their duties as first loser, third place will be asked to step up and assume the role. Welcome to the Grolic Saves the World. My name is Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And let that be a reminder to you out there. Any minute, you could be called up a position. You may have think you've lost the event. It's over. Nope. Somebody could be publicly shamed. And now you've got to step up and be the first loser and just be ready is all I'm saying.
This is another Adam's Pearl.
100%. Yeah. I mean, interpret that.
Fresh from the oyster, baby.
However you need to. It's like a Confucian analect that you do what you need to do with that. And it'll find you, I think, when it needs to find you, probably.
I would say it's Confucian as fuck. I don't understand.
You don't?
No.
I would just propose that before we podcast further, Ben, you stop and listen to it again. Ron, send him the file.
Ron, can you rewind real quick?
We're back and Ben has listened to it. So how is it upon
We didn't do that. Listen? Adam is making up some
We are
sort
back
of
and Ben has listened to the file again.
That never happened.
Has any newfound wisdom?
The tape is still rolling.
Ron, maybe he needs it a third time. Run it back. We are back.
We are not back.
On third listen,
none of this has changed, Adam. I'm still sitting here in linear order.
Huh.
And there's been no rewinding it back.
I think
you're
it says
just
a lot about
yourself.
You're not open to new ideas currently, and that's fine. I think when you are ready, maybe later in the episode, we'll get Ron to cue it up again for you, and you'll be ready then, because it's about when you're ready.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the Grolic Saves the World podcast, where we better our world. You know, and listening to Adam rant like an insane human being for part of it.
Now, loyal listeners will know this has become a weekly podcast as of this year. It hasn't always been. It was a bi-weekly podcast, and there have been some format changes, and we appreciate you bearing with us as we find the new style of this podcast. But what we are kind of finding is that there can be many different ways that we better the world. You know what I mean? Like one episode, we could have a guest and we could say, what's your problem? And we help them work through it. Some episodes, we take letters from listeners, help them through their problems. But some episodes are just old school motherfucking challenges like we used to do on the podcast. And yep. I think our the old school Grolic Saves the World heads, the fourth actor, so to speak, will be pretty excited to learn that we have one of those here today. This is a challenge episode. We have completed the challenge and we are here to talk about it. Maybe if you've listening, you've kind of gleaned that Andrew Orvidal has developed a little bit of a pickleball obsession.
Problem.
Is that fair to
a
say,
pickleball
Andrew?
Problem.
We were saying we were bit by the pickleball bug and Ron said he thought he got him from his couch.
Oh, you think you got pickleball bugs from your couch?
Yeah, okay. Pickleball bugs. Any furniture off Craigslist, spray it.
You're not going to get rid of them because they've outlawed DEET, and DEET was the thing that was doing it. You know, it was the only thing that could control a pickleball bug. Mm. And Andrew, though, for real, has got into pickleball, and it is.
I've been playing a bit.
He's been inviting us for 3 months to play pickleball. He's always like, come play with me. He's a golden retriever with a frisbee at your door, and you're like, you're not my dog.
Yes.
You're not my dog.
This is not my dog.
This is not your house.
Yeah.
Good luck finding your owner, but somebody else has got to throw you that fucking frisbee.
You're not chipped. So I can't figure out who you belong to. And
I took you to the vet the first time. They said he's not chipped. I said, I can't help him. I got no room in my life for this dog.
They're like, well, we could just put him up down right now and back if you want.
I said, how much?
They said
$600. I said, not a chance.
No, I'll just let this dog die in my yard. And that's what we've been trying to do here is,
but this well, dog the metaphor will works. Not die. That's what's
it's
important
because this is a pickleball like dog, and these pickleball dogs are crazy.
It's a pickle.
Andrew,
hound.
You have even, I mean, you play against the elderly, but they're not elderly to you. They're your peers. And so it's weird for us.
I played one game against the elderly, my very first game.
How did you do?
Andrew, please tell us what started this, how long you've been doing it. Tell the listener your origin, your pickle origin
story.
Like any
40-something person, you hear about pickleball out in your world. Hey, we're going to go play pickleball. And it's like, that sounds stupid. I don't want to do that. But you hear it enough, you're like, what is this all about? And it was actually, I'd mentioned it to producer Ron, and producer Ron got me to finally come out and do it. We went out on a negative 10 degree day to the Wash Park Rec Center. It was packed to the fucking gills. And that's where I played my first game. It was very fun, but it was packed. And Ron got into it with an old lady. But we prevailed.
Whoa,
it was fine.
Andrew, Dish, what happened? So
Producer Ron comes off pretty mild-mannered on the pod. You butt in line in front of this motherfucker at Wash Park Rec Center, you're catching the heat. You're going to hear about it. Oh, you want to make up rules on the spot? Ron will announce.
You
Ron will
me,
announce on your
Agnes.
Ass that this is not a real rule. Yeah, they were chirping at each other to the point where this woman's like, Ron's like, I've been coming here. I've never heard that rule. And this woman's like, I've been coming here 6 years.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Since you were 74. That's pretty cool. So, do you think part of it, can I ask you, Andrew, was jealousy like from Ron seeing you and this elderly person like connecting and relating on graduating high school the same year? And
shut
like,
the fuck up.
Like, do you think
Tippa Canoe and Tyler 2 and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it was that Ron like felt like jealous? Like,
yeah, he felt like a third wheel because we were talking about our.
You being super old will never not be funny. I just want to say that.
Okay,
right,
I agree.
Up front.
It's one of the classic bits of the
pod. You saw Ron yell at an old woman. Your bloodlust was awakened, and you kept playing pickleball.
We played. Yeah, well, when we played at Wash Park Rec Center, you had to wait like 40 minutes between games. And I was like, well, that was fun, but sitting around on my ass for 40 minutes between games was not fun. So we went to this place where you could just like reserve a court and play as much as you want. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, that was fun. So that helped to get into the game. And then I started playing with my friend Deb. I cheated on Ron with Deb, and I started playing a lot of pickleball with Deb, who's very good at pickleball because she used to play tennis, and pickleball for people who play tennis is like wiffle ball is for baseball players. And so, yeah, we just been playing a lot. It's great. It's a good time. And so I wanted to get you two in on it because I was like, I bet they would have a good time. And you guys were like,
and
mm-hmm,
we put it off
right
for three straight years.
Three
we put this off. Adam and
absolutely
I have been like,
absolutely,
I'm busy.
You have
every
dodged
day of the
these
week
pickleball invites like you were in the Matrix.
Yeah.
They.
I just did not want to wake up and see the world for what it was. And I think that
pickleball world,
I knew you saw the ones and twos of the game, but I mm-hmm preferred the illusion. And
yeah, you didn't want to take that pill.
Yeah.
But and the name is silly. It's a name that is hard. It's not like, hey, want to play tennis? Hey, want to play golf? Hey, want to go play catch, throw a baseball around?
Yeah, for real.
It's a silly name.
It did
it's pickleball
no favors with that name.
And so you're kind of climbing uphill with a silly name like that.
Andrew, did you ever, like, when you started telling us that you were playing pickleball, I was surprised because I don't know you to, like, pursue any sort of game athletics. I know you, obviously board games, but when I think of you working out, I think of you going to a gym or jogging. I've never seen any sort of competitive game sportsmanship out of you. Did you ever play any sports growing up, like competitively?
Yeah, but I was terrible at all of them. I played in that adult baseball league in Los Angeles that I was terrible in.
Okay.
When we were making Those Who Can't.
I don't remember
very
that
briefly.
At all.
Why do you ask him questions? The answers are always sad. Like they're never like,
but as a kid, I played in Little League.
I was
really bad. I played basketball and soccer. I was bad at all of them. A lot of enthusiasm, not a lot of aptitude. I credit becoming a comedian as at riding the bench in basketball, JV basketball, at the end of the bench, sitting next to the other gawky losers, just commenting on the game, riffing on stuff. When I would get called in, they'd have to yell my name several times because I would be so immersed in my own color commentary. And they'd be like, Orvidal! Somebody'd have to elbow me in the ribs. And when they're putting me in the game is so out of hand that it's truly a formality.
Do you think
at
you
that
didn't
point.
Fit in on the team because you called them gawky losers? Do you think that could have contributed?
Oh, me first. I was the first among them.
I remember in ninth grade, I played basketball, and I was very, very short. I grew to the not super tall height that I am now in high school. In ninth grade, I was like,
you were
four.
Short, Adam.
Oh, Ben, do you want to go
Man,
in?
Man, you
on,
teed
like,
that up for Ben.
My
show,
my short little king. You were
shit talk, Ben. Oh, it's cute.
You teed that up for Ben.
Maxing out at 5'8" is Adam K. Dahl, the dominant power forward. Fuck you. I'll kill you.
Do you want to play? Do you want to do a basketball challenge and lose that next?
Oh
my God.
Stupid
All
bastard.
Right. Anyway. So you were
I was a
dude.
Short guy. I was a short king for sure at that point. And like to the point that the coach told me, don't come within the 3-point arc. You just shoot threes. So like that was it. If I went in, it was just like, all right, I'll hang out here and hopefully I get a toss and I could shoot a little bit. But yeah. That was a real eye opener. Don't come within the 3-point arc where everyone
Amazing.
Else is playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could just hang out at around half court, just
totally, totally, totally.
I played.
I was so bad. Dude, our gym on my first basketball team, it was carpeted.
What?
It was a carpeted gym.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you got pickle bugs.
It's carpeted. And I'll tell you what, you fell on that gym like you'd eat shit diving for a ball. Just absolute, just rug rash all
when
down the side
carpeted,
of your body.
You mean it's sort of like
indoor,
I mean carpet,
outdoor,
like
outdoor
in
carpeting.
A house.
It was
like,
indoor,
like
outdoor
shag
carpeting. Not shag.
Like a low pile carpet.
Yeah.
That
indoor, outdoor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they made you, the bounce you get off that. That's why.
Yeah, our team probably sucked because we weren't used to the ball actually like bouncing back to
the
waist height.
Floor, you all just bash yourself in the face with the ball.
What is this? Bloody noses.
I never played basketball. And
so not surprising.
Shut up. Until I started skateboarding. And then we used to play like
pick up
basketball games sometimes when we would be bored. We would just start playing, and for like a couple summers we got real into playing basketball, but it was just never a sport that interested me. We had a pretty good basketball team for a small school, but like I just wasn't a sport I ever got into. I played football for a semester in middle school. They called me Crazy Legs because I had bad knees. And my legs were just...
You had bad knees at what grade?
At like seventh grade. My knees
you had
would...
bad knees in seventh
my
grade.
My knees hurt so bad I would cry, like the arthritis or something in them. And it was because my legs weren't strong enough. I ended up...
Was like, it growing pains?
No, it was like real pain in my knee, and it lasted.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to Katie. We're watching a TV show on the side.
Go back.
It It was growing pains.
Oh God,
it was.
Oh, I know you love.
I recognize it from a clip. Just a Kurt second, Cameron, I recognize it.
Boners to bone.
Remember Boner? They got away with calling.
They
this
got
kid
away
Boner.
With a character named.
Do you know
Boners
how they ended
bone.
It with Boner? I remember he went to like the military. He like enlisted in the Marines, and there was a sad goodbye. At that point, Mike
came
Seaver
back, shot up a grocery
was living
store
in the garage outside. Yeah, I think we should write Ballad of Boner Stabone, where he goes to Iraq, or I guess at that
the
point,
Ballad
like the
of Major
Gulf.
Boner would be.
Yeah, we should get him murdered in the Persian Gulf. He's one of the few casualties.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Well,
my name.
What
is
a sidebar.
Boner. No, let's put a pin in the boner.
So, yeah, that was about my sports. And then I was really into, I don't know what you call it, shoe hockey. That's what we called it. I played in like a shoe hockey league
shoe
in New
hockey.
York.
You mean floor hockey?
Floor hockey.
Yeah, but you play it outside, just like in a tennis court.
Like in Clerks, where they play on the roof.
Yeah, exactly. So I started a league here in Denver when I came back from New York. That was really fun. And now there's a new one that I want to try.
I also want to ask you, Andrew, do your stories ever make you sad when you recount them?
I think this story's cool. I like the street hockey story.
I don't. None of it. I don't like any of it. I feel like Andrew has missed a large portion of normal.
But you will recall you
playing
were just
street hockey is
from
great.
Seventh grade football for weird knees.
You had arthritis in seventh grade, dude.
Weed and became cool again. So it didn't really matter. You know, I had bad knees, but the weed helped with both
well, you
my
know
social
what, Ben,
status
they,
and my knee problems.
They yeah, say
you're the only seventh grader doing medical marijuana. What a cool memory.
They say the winners get to write history, and I guess that's true for Ben, isn't it? Okay. So,
so that's my sports
that's
history.
Actually
a lot.
Way more than I thought. That's way more than I thought. So you decided it was time.
We make fun of Andrew about this. Andrew legitimately is active, and you're a bike messenger for a long time. I don't know how many miles you used to ride on your bike. In it,
yeah,
but you rode
everything
everywhere.
But there
I
were
worked
no
for Denver Boulder, which was the courier
sport.
That for some reason went to Colorado Boulevard in Mexico. Not sure why, but all the time, all day long. That means nothing to people outside Denver, but it's a long round trip from downtown Denver. Yeah, that was great. That was one of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean,
okay. Loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway. With this exhaustive athletic background, you decided it was time to get back into the world of pickleball, and you've been doing it for a couple months now?
3 months, maybe.
Three months. Ben and I have been dodging it for 3 months.
Yep.
We stopped dodging it. We played this weekend.
And I finally corralled these two into the court.
Yeah. Producer Ron came, and we are prepared to talk about it in the second act.
Yeah,
of this
we
podcast.
Played, and boy,
we're gonna take
we
a break. We're gonna hear about the Team Grolux pickleball tournament in a moment. We'll reveal who is the best at pickleball among the three of us and producer Ron. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. If you're a Patreon, enjoy an ad-free break. You're the best. If you're not a Patreon, check out our Patreon and suffer through this ad break. And we will see you on the other side with all you can eat pickleball recap. So stick around.
Hey, do you love the Grolux Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/GrolixSaves.
I do want to sign up.
Pickle, 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 pickle ball. We played some pickle, pickle, pickle ball. I got some pickleball, pickleball, pickle with my Andrew ball. I love it. We played some pickleball, Andrew. Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back. Act two.
Wow. Ben, can I just say, in all the episodes we've done, you've often said that I did something that made you want to strike me. And this was the first time where I can say that to you. I only wish we were doing this in person so I could like throw a printer in your
any
face.
Press is good press, so I'll take it.
Nice.
Pickle, 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 pickle. Ball, I like to pickle with my ball, Andrew. That kind of a thing. And I think it...
I hate it.
And I don't blame you, but so welcome much. Back for people who are just joining us who always skip the first act,
sure.
The very rare second actor. We were talking before about how Andrew is normally not the most athletic human being in our lives. I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
But has picked up pickleball and had been trying to get Adam and I to join he and producer Ron in one of their floggings of the elderly. And we've been putting it off for a few months, but we agreed to do it. And we did it yesterday. We're speaking a day after the official Grolix All Invitational Pickleball Tourney. This was a stacked bracket of four of the hottest boys in the metro area, just with paddles. Learning some of the lexicon, we did it. And let's ask in old school fashion, did we complete the challenge?
I am here to tell you, Ben Roy, we absolutely completed the challenge.
We did. And you even said we did because you were just talking about it.
I cemented it in the second act. We proposed the challenge. We executed the challenge.
We did it. So just to back up a moment, just to give the listener just a quick, we don't need to hash through all of the pickleball rules, but if you're like, I truly don't know what they're talking about. Is this like soccer with a beach ball? What the fuck are they talking about? Pickleball is like a racket sport. You play on a kind of shortened tennis court. You use paddles that are, they're little light squarish paddles, and you use basically a modified wiffle ball to hit the ball around. And it resembles, I would say its closest relatives would be tennis and then maybe ping pong.
Yeah, I wonder if any of our foreign listeners, is pickleball a sweeping the land over there? Like the U.S. is obsessed with this sport. It's crazy.
It's massive here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
You fans in Finland and Australia, are they doing pickleball there? And if so,
let us know on socials or on Patreon if you know, because didn't LeBron get in on this? Like, he's like an investor.
Yeah, he's an investor in the league.
Someone said he was like, investing a bunch of money into the sport of pickleball, which is very funny.
Shows on TV like celebrity pickleball. Every tennis court in any park on the weekend is lousy with people playing pickleballs. There's fights between tennis players and pickleball people because they're taking over courts. It's a whole thing. It's a whole phenomenon.
Guys, in Finland, it's Suelaka Kirku ball. So there you go.
Can I just say points to you for pronunciation? Because I feel like you nailed it.
I don't even know what that word is, but I'm going to go with Adam, and I'm going to say that was, we can pretty much guarantee Suelaka that was a flawless pronunciation of it.
Absolutely.
Finnish is like just getting T-boned by consonants. This language, it's brutal.
We met up at producer Ron's house. There is a tennis court down the street from his house. We played pickleball. Andrew broke down the rules, and it was a whole.
But I want to also add, Andrew made a very good point, and this will explain how our day went. This ball, if you want to call it that, is basically a wiffle ball. It's a wiffle ball.
You don't have to.
The holes
you don't have
are
to
just in different places. It's made of a hard plastic. It sounds like one. It hits like one, which means it is incredibly susceptible to the effects of wind. And we picked one of the windiest days to play this game.
It was so windy that while we were stretching, I was lying on my back and I go, hey, there's like a garbage bag way up there in the sky. It was like so high. It was tiny. At first I mistook it for a bird. And then Ben was looking up and he goes, oh, there's way more stuff up there. And sure enough, just kind of in the upper, I guess not upper atmosphere, but way up there, there was all this trash just blowing around. There were like roof shingles and garbage bags
and
tumbleweeds.
Saw little boy Andrew come out as he yelled, "Trash storm!" in a fit of excitement.
And it whirled in circles.
Yeah,
because he was delighted.
Boy, didn't 12-year-old Andrew love
a Wyoming
trash
holiday?
well, that's the only time gifts might land in your lawn.
Yeah.
that's so good and sad. I love that, Adam. Great job. Well, this
and I
morning.
Love that you guys brought up the wind, because what the listener is already perceiving is two shitty players coming up with excuses. And is fun to sort of detect so early into a recounting of an afternoon.
Mm-hmm. No, you have to set those seeds. You set those seeds early in the conversation. So
factor that like nobody could play it through. Anyway, get into the
Can
story.
I also mention the court is a little cracked. It's not a professional surface. No,
that
just kidding.
That court was cracked. There was
we met. It's got a few cracks.
It was some
in it,
cracks
but it's a
in
great
it.
Court.
And Adam, I know you're thinking that I'm using these as a cop-out, not spoiler alerting anything, but there were some... There were some impediments to movement for me. And that's all I'm saying.
Outside of your knee?
Hey, fuck you, Adam. I told you that in confidence.
No,
on
you
this
didn't.
Podcast.
You said it on the pod in public.
You told,
yes,
you
but
said
I told
it
you guys that
ago.
In confidence that you wouldn't, you know, make fun of me for
that's
it.
That's not what in confidence
yes,
means.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I was confident no, you doesn't. Wouldn't make
You're
fun of it.
You're not a lawyer.
You'd have to earnestness horn your knees, and you didn't.
Yeah. My God.
And you have
Ernest
to stop.
Horn, I've got bad knees. You'd be whipped in the town square, Ben.
All right. So, yeah, Andrew explained the rules. And I got to say,
warmed it up.
I'm leading the dance now, Andrew, because you've done enough. Okay?
Okay.
You've done
wow.
enough yesterday.
I guess you had to do something for this challenge, Ben. Take it away.
Shut up. Shut up. You don't even know. You don't even know. So stupid. Andrew explained the rules, but more of what we latched onto was the glossary of terms.
Yes.
Now, Andrew, the front portion of the court, probably the first 3 feet from the net, into each particular side is called what?
Called the kitchen.
Right.
Also known as the no volley zone.
Right. So the kitchen, you can't on an initial serve, you have to go over the kitchen line.
Oh, Jesus, Ben. This is right. me pulling goddamn
then,
teeth.
Ben, thanks for leading the dance.
Yeah, really.
Because I am waltzing
Unreal.
With you right now. Keep going.
Really glad you have the ball here.
Now, then the rest of the time, if the ball goes in the kitchen, you have to, and bounces in there, you have to play it into the kitchen on
yeah,
the other
if
side.
Your feet are in the kitchen, you got to play it on a bounce. So yeah, the kitchen is a term used a lot in pickleball. When you're in the kitchen, you're dinking it. That's what you're
exactly.
doing. You're trying to just squidge it over the net
you
and make it hard
no, we
for
can
them
go ahead and stop
to.
Right there. Listeners do know that one of our favorite go-to riffs is Jerk Your Little Dink. It's a Grolics
At least
fave.
Now. I feel like that's a 2024
we
riff
say
that
it
we're
all
really
the time.
Embracing.
It's we love it. We love it. We say, oh, you know what I did? Well, I guess I'll just go and jerk my little dink.
So I'll be just
sort of
over here in the corner jerking my dink.
It's a Grolics fave, and it guarantees a laugh out of the three of us. Because to call
From
your
three children, you want to entertain these three toddlers while you go watch some TV? Throw a Jerk Your Little Dink riff over the crib.
There's a lot that's funny about it. Dink is a funny word. Calling it a little dink is funny. Every part of it is a fun riff we enjoy. So when Andrew told us we could go into the kitchen for dink action, we were pretty happy.
Yeah,
we were pretty happy about it.
We
all.
Were so excited. There were so many soft dinks from the
soft
other side
dinks.
Of the net.
You have to do an upward motion when you dink it.
Oh, dink it, Adam. And Adam, really, that was, I think, the first bit of technique that I saw you latch onto.
Absolutely.
Was proper dinking.
My soft dink. Yes.
I like to do it myself. I like to watch others dink it.
You like to watch others do their dink, right?
If they have a good technique, I love to watch the art practice expertly.
You just like a dink game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the dinking game is really in volleyball could be called the net game, you know, where you're playing right up on the net. And at that point, after the first two set of volleys, the serve and the one coming back, you can dink constantly.
Dink
you can
freely.
Be
dink
you
often.
Freely. You can dink hard, dink often. And so that was fun. And as you can see, we got a lot of mileage out of that.
We chewed all the meat off the bone on dinking.
And I do want to say that is when the afternoon peaked for me. And then after that, kind of a letdown.
You just came for
came
the double
for the
entendres.
So we started the game off.
We played a few rounds of doubles and we mixed up the teams.
Which I will say, as having never played it, the doubles is where it's at. This was so fucking fun. Like, I will admit, we had a blast.
That's how it's traditionally played, is, I think, is doubles. That's what you see most often. Yeah, and it's fun. We mixed up the teams. We played a few rounds of doubles. But doubles is not how you determine who the best player is, because you can have someone who's really good on a doubles team saddled with someone who might not be.
Which is probably why Ben liked doubles the most, because he didn't have to lose alone.
Oh, that's what happened. Is that what it was? Maybe you could have played up on the net a little bit, Adam, because you would sit in back like a fucking, like a total choach and just hang out and wait for things. Remember how many times you fucking whiffed it when we were on a team together? Mm. You fucking whiffed it hard.
Because I was vaping, watching the trash storm.
So the lead up to this had its the customary Grolix trash talk between Adam and Ben.
I started it a day early in the Grolix
one step
thread.
So serious that you're like, maybe the friendship is over.
No, but the problem is that Adam is 4 inches shorter than me and has a little guy.
I'm like an inch shorter than you.
He's 5 foot six.
You just went to the dock. He's 5 foot nine.
He's a short king. I can't believe we're going to do a Grolix measurement challenge. The saddest episode yet, just to see where everyone ranks.
Oh, fuck off. Just because you've been practicing sucking your own dink, and that's why you can bend over that far. But anyway,
I want to give a listener a taste of some of the shit talking that I started a day beforehand, because I feel like that is a really fun part of all of this. Ben, I basically just said I was going to kick their asses, and then Ben said, I'd like to do another jiu-jitsu challenge so I can beat the shit out of Adam, to which I responded, Grolix saves the world. Ben is good at one thing. Adam is good at everything. And that made Ben mad.
That did not make me mad.
He said, I beat you in the rock climbing competition. Listeners can go back and check that out.
I did beat you in the indoor climbing competition. So you can fuck. You know, strengths of real feet and prowess. But that's all right. You can have your
strengths of real feet.
Shut up.
He just said strengths.
Yeah, I'm not awake. I'm still kind of high.
Strengths of real feet.
Feats of real strength.
No, too late. Strengths
I'm so
of
tired.
Real feet.
I'm so tired of these strengths AI feet. I like real feet. I don't want a fucking computer being my foot. I want a human foot.
I hate you both so much. Feats
like
of real
strength. Of real feet.
Fuck off. Finish
strengths
your dumb fucking text. Read us
I
more text.
I feel like you have already provided more fodder than I could have in the text thread.
Holy shit.
Fuck
anyway,
off.
The point is I was talking serious shit to Ben. Serious shit.
Well, because you're little. And when you're little, you're a little Napoleon. You have to come up and try to poke the bear because
okay,
you
I'll
know.
Share another one. It was anything you're not actively practicing at, Ben, I will win because you spent your formative years cutting yourself while I played sports. There it is.
And then that one got real quiet.
Yeah,
there was not. There wasn't a lot of group text activity after that one.
This is the energy we came to the court with.
So we decided we do need to play some singles to decide who's really got the ultimate skill set, because then you're living and dying on your own. And singles is way more difficult because even though the court is smaller than a tennis court, it's still a lot of space to cover. You often will feel like a keeper in soccer where it's like, you better just make a great guess as to where you're going to go because you can't cover everything.
Or like a dad in the first, gap and there's a really good sale.
Yeah. Can't be everywhere at once. Yeah, yeah, that's the metaphor.
I'm, a dad in the gap. Pickleball, or are we not playing pickleball, dude?
I've lost.
That's true. And you're marrying the metaphor to the activity, which I appreciate.
What it is we're doing here anymore as friends.
So the first bracket was me versus Adam, one-on-one. And I'll be honest, I thought I would beat Adam because I played roughly 100 more games of pickleball than Adam has. So I was like, I bet I could beat him. And we had a good game, but Adam beat me in round one. Adam absolutely kept me out of my game at the line where I score all my points. He had me in the mid to back court. I was never able to kind of get into my game plan, establish any kind of rhythm. Well, and in fact, I was playing catch up for most of our game.
I want to say, watching Andrew play doubles, I realized this dude's a dink king. This guy's in the kitchen.
King of the dinks, they call him
all the time. He's the king of the dinks.
Yeah, real dink in the kitchen, yeah.
He's up there and he is dinking.
Everybody wants...
What?
Everybody wants a dink in the sheets. Dink in the sheets and a dink in the streets. Right. And that's what we got.
He was dinking in the streets. And by the way, it's so funny... I was commenting in the game, but like when you are up there playing the net, so to speak, in tennis, a close game is dinking. You have to hit it sort of softly to get it to land over there. So like it's, you're so intense, but you're doing the most effete, just like soft action. Subtle it's so motion. Hilarious. You've never seen like a, just a bigger fucking dance of just wimps. Like I'm gonna get you, and it's just like so fucking funny. But it is effective in pickleball. It's highly effective, and Andrew was great at it. So I was like, all right, if I'm gonna beat this dude, I gotta put it over.
What can
head.
I say? I'm King Wimp.
It makes sense in the strategy of the game. It's how it's played.
Yeah,
for sure.
yeah.
So yeah, Adam kept me on my heels and beat me. I don't remember the end score. We were playing till seven. We were playing short games. I think it was like 7-5, maybe.
It was a close game. And this was also the first game where we enacted our own new pickleball rule, which is the game point ball boy dance.
Yes.
Which is what I did. And I brought it to the net and I brought a little.
That's right. Ben did some twerking.
Did some twerk in the kitchen. And I got.
Did we have
two
some
hands.
Photos? Ron took some photos.
And we
of
all
that.
Said, yes, chef.
Yes, chef. I'll have what he's having.
The tasting menu, whatever you think I should have.
Yeah, the tasting menu. Yeah. So that was bracket one, and bracket two was producer Ron versus Ben, and I'll let you two discuss that.
Oh,
because,
well, it was a fucking slaughter. Ron,
we have to lower. We have to lower the shield. We got to lower the shield and bring producer Ron in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
Producer Ron and I played the second round. This was a slaughter. First of all, Ron is like 6'7". He's fucking gigantic. He's a big man.
We're really learning in this episode is Ben doesn't know what inches are.
Only my wingspan. I'm six feet tall, but I do have orangutan-like arms.
That's why you're such a good producer. Yes. You can get all those knobs, those hard-to-reach knobs.
Reaching for all the dials.
He's in a swivel chair. Oh, yeah.
Producer Ron's up in his rope nest on the ones and twos.
Yeah, yank and pulleys.
But here's the thing. Ron doesn't play a sharp dink game. He plays, the thing is, because he's pretty tall and he can cover a lot of area, you're a lot faster than I thought you were. You tended to stay back a lot.
Producer Ron is deceptive because he wears like regular pants and shoes when he's playing, and you're like, ah, this guy just wandered in off the street. But he's all over the place.
Yeah, he is. Like, there's definitely like I'm just making a Home Depot run kind of like attire. And then he just shows up and he's all paddle all the time from the back. I could not.
That's the spanking style you like. So.
I like to paddle from. Well, it's better than a front paddle.
I'll paddle all the time. You
paddle your, suck. I hate a front paddle.
I don't like being paddled in the front. Just somebody taking dick paddling.
Paddled right in the dink. Ooh.
I have so little to say. I'm just going to let you keep going. But, you go. This is fun to hear you recap.
But producer Ron handed me my ass 7-3.
He did.
Three.
He creamed your corn on that
and
one.
And it was no dinking. He really stayed back.
He's got the whole game. Yeah. I played a lot of producer Ron.
There was no dinking because every time you hit it over, it was always going to be way back. You were very, very enthusiastic with your swings. You hit it hard every single time.
Well, because I've played tennis, you know, a fair amount of times. You have to whack that fucking ball. And in pickleball, you really have to check your swing a lot. But I can imagine, like, I've not watched any of it, but you guys had said it. I can imagine, like, at some of these professional, like, pickleball leagues, like, people just whine that ball at each other. Like, because that thing will get going like a wiffle ball will, where you can pitch a wiffle ball pretty fast.
You can slam it. Yeah.
The very first time Andrew and I played at Wash Park Rec Center, it was in a gym, three courts set up inside of a basketball gym. There were like 40 or 50 people there all lined up to play. Most of the folks were older, but there was a full range of ages. And there were some of the older women who were wearing like safety goggles. And I was like, come on. Really? That's so silly. What do they think is going to happen? And then these two dudes, these big jacked bros, just
huge meat boys,
just meat bags of men, they came in and they were just pelting people with the ball over and over and over again.
Just ramming it.
The Jokic brothers are in there just having at it.
Yeah,
they were 100%. Lacing the ball. In fairness to the sport, I would say that fewer than half the people there were old people. I think that pickleball draws a much younger
I could totally see this being a game where you crush a few beers with your friends and you like everybody just play. I mean, it's really fun, but losing to Ron.
One of the things I really like about it is how accessible it is to just about everybody. I mean, really any, like my kids, 15 and 16 have played, and my wife has played, and I've played with older folks. I played with Andrew even further along, and it's like all the full range of ages can play this sport.
And then
I think that's really cool about it. And you don't have to be great to be competitive.
Exactly.
Like you can play against someone who's incredible and I'm sure they're going to beat you, but
yeah,
you can still
Adam and Ben right out of the gate did great. They were like getting on the rails and playing.
Well, it's a game you can kind of throw yourself into and run around and actually like, but in Ron beat me handily 7-3.
So producer Ron moved on to the finals, the final round, producer Ron versus Adam. You two can discuss it.
Yeah, it was just a good game. Ron, I mean, I'm not going to make
Ron
any excuses.
Smoked you.
Ron beat me. Ron beat
you
me.
You can't talk shit for Ron.
No, I can't. I'm not going to. That's the closest I came to beating Adam. Adam beat
the only shit I will talk is that Ron has played the game a lot more. I would love a rematch because that was very fun. And very challenging. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember the score. I feel like it was relatively close. But Ron certainly won. Certainly won.
Yes. He won handily.
Bruce Ron did great.
I didn't expect either of you to play very well. I expected Adam to played baseball. He's comfortable
Fuck
with.
Fuck you, Ron.
Just hold it. I'm not.
Fuck you.
Hold on.
I just gave you all the fucking credit in the world, and now you're on your knees gobbling this guy's stink, telling him
you
that
are not giving me a chance.
All right, I'll give you a chance, but if anything other than pure insults come out of you from this point forward about Adam's short game, I swear to God, I'm going to snap. I'm going to snap, Ron.
Are you done?
Not,
are you done?
Not for
Will
good.
You let me talk? Would you like me
I'm
to make my
good.
Comment about you?
Ron, just edit
out of
Ben
you?
Out of this part and just talk.
Ben,
I'll start
Ron,
with
go
Ben.
Ahead and listen.
I fully expected
Ben
is
strengths of
to
feet.
Have
strengths
the
of feet.
Athletic stamina to be able to play and move very quickly. And I expected him to have great enthusiasm and energy on the court, which is exactly what happened. But his ability to hit the ball was a little shy of what's needed to actually win. Ben missed the ball more than anyone else this day. He swung at everything that came his way. But my God, some incredible whiffs.
Is this
happened.
What we were setting up, Ron? Is this what we were waiting for? Is this what we were setting up where you said, give me a
yes.
second?
And so then
I
and
was
then,
giving you,
and then
no,
Adam,
no, I was giving you a second for you to insult me during your finals match with Adam. And I can see how it works here. And you're in on the next grappling challenge. Grappling challenge part two. You're in on it.
The one thing you're good at that you keep wanting to go back to. The one thing you can do. Got it.
I fucking hate you. I fucking hate. I'm gonna kill.
All right, Ben, go get an orange juice.
And
let's listen.
Adam,
get an orange juice.
Adam, I expected to have Adam. Andrew and I talked about this before the mat, before we played, that we expected Adam to have a natural aptitude for it because he likes sports with balls.
As we've said, he's the ball champion.
Specifically, sports with balls, where he gets to hit the ball with something else. He likes to hit the ball with something else.
Oh, sure.
So we expected him to be good at doing that, and he was. He was able to get the ball over the net very easily. He caught most of the things, but yeah, it was still
what made him lose so bad. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't you do an analysis of him that like you did with just like you just did with me? What is it that Adam did poorly? Because that was dog shit that came out of your mouth. You didn't criticize him. You said he was good, but he just lost. He lost because he was not good at the game.
If I had to guess what made Adam
so sad, this is so sad.
If I had to guess what made Adam lose,
Adam didn't have the complete game that Ron does. Adam did the first part of pickleball, which is just simply get it back over the net and inbounds. Let them make the mistake. That's what he did to me. He kept getting it over the net, and I would make the mistake sending it back over. I would just keep hurting myself over and over again.
Is this because he runs
Producer
high
Ron,
planes? Is that no, what that, it is?
Not, Producer Ron did not hurt himself. Producer Ron could also get it back over the net, and Producer Ron can play the whole court up to the line.
That's the thing.
And I'll tell you, nobody moves laterally east to west on that court like Producer Ron. This dude can get side from side to side so quickly. Yeah. And that's
Ron's got Adam the complete got game. So I was trying to knock it over your head so you couldn't jerk your little dink, Ron would like get it or get back there in time to get it. So it was harder to find the holes in Ron's game for sure.
I tell you what, you know, all I can smell is skin in here from you guys sucking each other's dinks. There's so much like jerking. It smells like a bike tire in here.
I like
it's
it.
Just fucking gross. You two,
that's so gross.
You two are, you three are just like, oh God, you're so good at it. So are you. You're so good at it. Oh no. Adam's got a game, but it's not fully evolved. And Andrew dinks so well. And oh, Ron. Oh, and fuck Ben. You know what, Ben?
No, we said that you were enthusiastic.
Oh, fuck what you. Do you want? I don't want to be Miss Congeniality. And
now who's the golden retriever, bitch? It's you.
I think what's all going right on is three friends had a good time because they could all play a coherent game with one another. And one guy brought the game to a fucking standstill whenever he was on the court. And we had to fucking hold his little hand and say, you're doing good too. Here's a gold star on your forehead. Love playing with you. And then we were just waiting for him to go to the sideline so we could play the fucking game.
Oh
again.
My okay. God.
Would you like another little treat, Ben? Can I say, I think you, by the end, you definitely had the most improved award.
Hey, most improved.
At the very
shut
beginning.
Up. Adam, I swear
really,
fucking
really
God, Adam. You are so lucky.
No, producer
you come at me with most improved in front of Adam. Why don't you just give him every insult?
Is that a trophy or a ribbon, Ron? Which one is it? I'm going to go to my
you give him.
It's neither. It's a coupon to
it's
Dairy Queen.
It's a purple
Queen.
Ribbon with the little frills around the around the ring.
Ben, wear it to the next Grawlix.
Seriously, you really, when you started, you were really bad. You were really terrible. Oh, and by the shit. End, you started figuring out the short game. You started getting up closer to the net, and you got very, I thought you got very good by
okay,
the end.
Okay, well, yeah. Thank
Ben,
you.
Ben was doing great by the end, and literally it was your very first time playing.
It was your very first
you
time playing.
You not only did great for your
this
first
isn't
time playing,
about that.
You would be.
This is about what you, would, you are giving Adam. This is about what you have given Adam as fodder, and you know what you're doing, and you guys know it. And look
can
at him.
I just say something?
Ben? Don't talk at me.
I'm just
going to
say something to you.
Tone.
Maybe Producer Ron gave me some sweet layups today, but if Producer Ron had not been out there that day, I beat you and I beat Andrew, and I only enjoyed beating you because you fucking suck. And Andrew's fun.
Actually, you two never even played each other direct, so we don't know. Well,
yes,
we can infer
yeah,
who would win between
we're
you, but we never had you two play each other
one on one.
No, they never did.
And we'll have to let's you come back. Let's come
because
back
the,
to this
because, the brackets,
because I tell you what's going to happen. Adam.
We'll have a part two tournament.
I'll tell you what's
we'll
going to happen
two.
Is even if you shut up, Andrew. If you win this, Adam. If you win a match between you and I, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw
drunk.
I'm going to throw my paddle at you. And then I'm going to wrestle you to the ground. I'm going to get on your back.
That thing you're good at.
What kind of a threat is this?
No, and then I will put you to sleep safely.
Oh, okay.
And then when you wake up, I will have drawn dinks all over your face. And then you'll realize.
This is the new Ben threat. I'm going to put you to sleep safely. What are you, fucking the Ambien of the gym? What are you talking about? Hey, watch out. Lunesta's coming down for their UFC fight.
Can I wait?
I'm going to put you to sleep. Safely.
I want to pause and take some of this vitriol down. I want to sound the first earnestness horn.
Wow.
Of this
okay.
Episode.
Okay.
Oh dear.
The doubles matches. We played three games of doubles, and Andrew. We moved around groups, And the common denominator in it for the women winning team,
for the women's team,
and the women's team.
For the winning group, for the each winning group was Andrew. Andrew was on the teams that were the most competitive. And Andrew, I want to say, I saw a side of you, Adam and I were talking about this, come out that I just had not. Don't laugh. I'm being honest.
Sorry. The earnestness on the sound that I hadn't seen
in a while. Like, you were pumped. You were like competitive. You were all over the place. Like, and I'm not saying that to demean you. It was just fun seeing you like in like a, I've not seen you in a team sport type atmosphere being super competitive, like, and being
same. And it was very fun. It was good to see you fired up. Great teammate too. Just like, hell yeah. Just encouraging you on everything.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was too much. I didn't care for it, but it was nice.
Earnestness horn, Adam, the earnestness horn.
That is earnest.
I didn't care for it.
Don't like that.
No hyperbole. Part of the reason why I think I'm enjoying pickleball so much is because whenever Andrew and I play together, it's just he and I complimenting one another for like 2 hours straight. It's just like, that was awesome. Great job. Good serve. Like, we're only pointing out the things that we do. He calls me a rat from time to time whenever I beat him. But in general, it's like out just of this love. This super positive experience that it's been very fun to watch.
It brought out a really fun, good side of you that I hadn't seen. Just competitive, but good natured.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that as well.
Right. I loved being on your team. That was my favorite. Like, the pairing was when you and I were together, because you were like fist bumping and you were like, fuck yeah, dude, great shot. And I was like, I love this. I get why you like it. Yeah.
Competitive as the whole thing was, as we're like talking shit, the team, when we were playing 2-on-2, that was a blast. Like, we weren't really going at each other hard. We were just like into the game. And I can see the addictiveness of pickleball. If any one of you had said, let's play one more game, I'd have been like, absolutely, absolutely. Like,
Andrew,
I didn't want to get off that court.
If all we got out of that entire fucking day.
I know where you're going. Let Andrew say it. Let Andrew tell him what he said.
Andrew's comment about New Mexico.
You guys called me the desert flower or something like that. And I said the state flower of New Mexico is the yucca plant.
And I said, no, it's the...
Say it, Andrew.
It's the drunk driving memorial bouquet. Which, you know, we're having a good laugh at, but it is number one in the country. So comes from a sad place.
There are a few moments when a group of comedians just stops and we were like, oh my God.
That is so
New Mexico
fucking
State
good.
Flower is the drunk driving memorial bouquet.
He said it and we
stopped.
All started
Everyone
laughing.
Everyone had to applaud. It was so fucking funny.
There were also three, I counted
for my own personal enjoyment during the doubles games, three separate occasions where we had to stop from laughing so hard. Would be like, one time fell over because like a shot was so ridiculous.
One time Ben goes, got it. And I'm like, I pull back my racket and Ben hits it so far out of the court. It was like, and what, you cut me off for that? Like, no. I got a better angle on this. Wham.
We got done and we all were like, you guys know already, but Adam and I, you already are aware how fun it is, but Adam and I got done and we were like, fucking hell, that was fun.
Absolutely.
Like, we legitimately had a very good time. So I would say that was a successful challenge. I definitely think activities like that, group activities, sport activity, like group sports for fun, not for, you know, not in a league or anything necessarily. You don't have to. Just getting out with your friends makes the world a better place. I'll just say it 100%. I will do that totally. 100%. Again.
Yeah. It was super. And if you're listening to this, you're like, well, how would I even go about doing this? Well, there's probably a game at a park nearby that has a tennis court. It has to be like marked off for pickleball. So you'll see there'll be like a set of lines in a different color. Boom. That's your pickleball court. You can get a racket. They have them at Target for $5. The first rackets I ever got, I think, it was a set of two for like $22. So the entry cost is not too steep. And that's really all you need, some comfortable shoes.
I will also say, I think for those of you who are listening at home, you've probably heard some of the controversy, the conflict over pickleball, neighbors getting mad about it, tennis players being very, very angry about it. I really have to believe part of the reason why people are so upset about this sport is because it is very accessible to all sorts of people. And it's not just something only for
athletes. Yeah, I think that's what's happening is these people are playing tennis.
And tennis is incredibly prohibitive.
Tennis is expensive and very hard to play. The culture of it is very sort of elite.
Yeah, it's tennis clubs. It's like golf and shit. It's very
So these people are playing tennis, and suddenly like 300 people in sweatpants are just descending on their tennis court.
People aren't like, playing a lot of tennis. How many empty tennis courts do you drive by?
No, that's true. They're
the tennis courts used to be empty all the time, and they're finally
exactly.
Full of it.
And here's like golf. It's like golf. If all of a sudden there's these huge golf courses are now filled with hundreds of people playing a much shorter golf game, like in the middle of the fairway,
and
much less expensive and accessible. People with golf, like golf people, will be hate it.
Yeah, because the Supreme Court would get on that one real quick
because
So if you are curious at home and you're like, I don't want to get into it because it seems too controversial, set that aside, give it a shot, try it out. I think It will be fun for you if
it's stupid.
If you give
it's
it a
fun.
Try.
It's,
I also will say, like, my initial hesitation and like inclination to talk down about pickleball is it just seems so lame, dad, getting older sport. But that's exactly what the fuck I am.
You are getting older, and you're a dad.
And also, like, when I work out, only in the past couple, maybe 6 months, Katie's helped me, but it's just like, I'll Peloton really hard. I'll play soccer. I only know like this 100 speed of working out. And if I'm not going full tilt, in my mind, it's not a workout. And my body is howling at me like, dude, you're 43, you're almost 44, like stop. And so I've been trying to like do things more like incorporate stretching and foam rolling and yoga and shit into my workout. So my body, you know, I'm watching my parents' bodies deteriorate. It happens. And like the easier you can go on your body now, the better. So like in my world, an off day workout, give me a fucking break. This is great. It's so fun. It's easy. I got a good sweat.
Great
I'm
today.
Sore in areas that I haven't been sore before, which means I'm working new muscles. Like I really see the value of it. My dinks.
Your dink is sore.
The earnestness horn is gone, so you can dink them up.
Did Andrew say dink?
Yeah, he did.
I did.
The funny thing is you throw that at me as if I'd be offended, but I like that.
Well, that was a great challenge. Producer Ron, Andrew,
congrats. Producer Ron, first Team Grolix Pickleball Invitational. Producer Ron, first place. Maybe we'll have another tournament
and
this summer.
And beating Adam, which I'm not going to lie, he is an athlete. It was pretty satisfying.
Ron, I would love to play you again. It was a good win. You deserved it.
I think we all want another shot.
Yeah, I would love
I think
to
we
go
all,
again.
Anytime.
And Ben, anywhere, we'll anytime, any place. Right. You can train for 100 days.
And
I'll meet you in a Hobby Lobby parking lot on a Sunday.
I'll tell you what, Adam, you can win. I'll let you have the win if you do, and then you will sleep very well.
Go to the one thing you know how to do.
Oh, here he comes again. Here he comes.
Back to the one.
The celestial seasoning himself, the sleepy time tea. Get ready for Betty Bye.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. If you're listening to this, you've got pickleball questions, hit us up with them. If you have a side sport that you love
or
that maybe people are
about
are sleeping on, let us know. In the meantime, let's listen to some stand-up comedy. This is a clip from our live show that goes down the last Saturday of every month at the Bug Theater in Denver, Colorado. This is a recent guest we had who absolutely crushed. Please enjoy this clip by Amy Silverberg, and when we're back, more show to come.
Third actors, you're on deck, let's go.
I have a nice boyfriend. I don't know what I expected from you guys. I have a dumb hot boyfriend. That's what I used to say about him. He's not that hot. No. He is. He works in sports. He works for a professional lacrosse league, a job I wouldn't have believed was a job until he convinced me. On our first date, I told him how important books are to me. dedicated my whole life to books. And he goes, ugh, reading makes my eyes tired. I was like, this is great. I'm sure we'll find something in common. He has delineated abs. I was like, working out makes my body tired. And he goes, how about this? I'll train you how to work out, and you train me how to read. I was like, are you fucking illiterate? And why am I excited by that? To do my job in real time? Great guy. Not like a golden retriever of a guy. I'm trying to describe this guy to you. Like, he likes bloopers. That's the only way. He stays in the theater to watch bloopers. He's Googling men playing pranks on other men. I'm like, watch porn. He was at a bachelor party. I said, what are you up to? And he goes, I just ate 9 apples. Someone dared me. I might eat the core. I was like, get a stripper. I'm out doing stand-up late at night. He's sending me videos of him sharing a noodle with his dog, Lady and the Tramp style. Nice guy. Great guy. Wants to move in together. I'm not ready. I don't want someone to see what I'm up to in my apartment. I'm doing weird shit. I'm eating deli meat for every meal. I'm wrapping it around a pickle. I'm calling it deluxe meal. I'm masturbating to Beat Bobby Flay in the middle of the day. Spread eagle. I only come if he wins. He's a master chef. All right, should keep making eye contact with my uncle. You can't shake me. I'm a professional.
Well, you found it. The third act. You're in the right place. Welcome, third actors. We had a great challenge. We played pickleball. It's a game where you take a dill pickle and smash it with bats, and we had a delightful time. You don't care about that. You're here for what we do at the end of the podcast. And good news. We got some good fucking news. Ben, what you got, man?
I just want to say this. I think it's great news. My son, Milo, 18 years old, moved out to Los Angeles on his own, making his own way. I was skeptical. You know, he's got an apartment. He's 18, living in the middle of Hollywood. And he got cast in his first play.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Milo is going to be in a play. And he is so excited. And he loves acting. And he likes being part of productions like this. And he's been working really hard, as you'd expect an 18-year-old kid would have to maintain an apartment in Los Angeles.
Seriously.
He's working all the time. But he messaged and he was like, I got a role in a play. And so he's very excited. The play looks really cool. It's almost an entirely black cast, black director and writer. And he plays one of the few white characters in it. And he's very excited about it. So congratulations, my dude. That's some good news. My son's trying to
That's awesome.
Love that. That really,
do the
that
arts
rules.
On his own. So kick ass, Milo. Your dad's proud of you. So that's my good fucking news for the day. Finally. Andrew, how's your voice? You know, pickleball, did it take it out of you, or you got it?
Yeah, all that pickleball screaming I was doing. Yeah, let's get into it. Plugs, 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 plugs. I'll kick it off. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this when the episode comes out, March 20th, I am hosting The Narrators, the storytelling show that I created way back in 2010. I'm back co-hosting it with Ron and Aaron Rollman. It's down at the Bumpport Theater in Denver. It's a storytelling show. It's a great show. Every show, you never know what you're going to get.
It's an incredible show. If you're a fan of The Moth, anything like that, this Narrators is right up against it. It's just a killer show. I've always loved seeing it. I wish I saw it more. It's great.
So check that out tomorrow. The seats can go fast, so hop on that. You can get details in the show notes.
It just a reminder, I've been the last few episodes I've been talking about it, but I'll be at Comic Sense in Boulder, Colorado. That's this little comedy club beneath the Hotel Boulderado. I will be there March 21st through the 23rd. That's Thursday through Saturday. Get your tickets now. It's a very small room. It's a very tiny place, but please come down and see me. I would love to see your faces there. Adam?
I have been running my one-man show, Happy Place. You've been hearing me talk about it. I'm doing it again April 4th at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. And all of these dates have been kind of getting it ready for running it in Los Angeles at Largo, which I will be doing on April 18th. So if you're out in LA or anywhere in California, please flock to Largo. It may be too big a venue for me to fill, so let's change that. Let's figure it out. Let's
guys,
pack it out.
Go see this fucking show. It is so good. And you can always get tickets to our live show. Remember, the last Saturday of every month at the now world famous Bug Theater, March 30th, we have Mav Viola and Ali Kareem joining us. Get your tickets now. It's been selling out every month. You want to get them now. So tickets for all of these are down in the
show
notes.
Who wants to do the quick NPR style credits? Who wants to go at it?
Andrew, you nail it. You got this.
I'll do it. Our show is brought to you by producer and pickleball champion Ron Doyle. Mike Henderson, thank you for all of your help recording our live show. Our theme music is by the incredible Charlie Continental. We love you, Chuck. You can follow us on social media anywhere at Grolix Comedy. If you'd like to show us even more support, check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/GrolixSaves. What are we doing next?
That was a record time, 4.5 minutes to get through the quick credits. That's record time.
Excellent. Excellent work.
Wow. Wow.
We don't know what we're doing next episode, but I do know it'll be out 1 week from now because we are a weekly podcast. And if you believe in what we're doing, for God's sakes, tell your friends, share the pod, write a review, do all that stuff. Spread the gospel of the Grolix Saves the World. And if you support us on Patreon, we'll see you in Act 4 in a couple of days. New one coming down the pipe. In the meantime, Ben...
play us out, Charlie!